little boys and girls are sad. They're homesick.
Tessie Chanarak is one of the counselors from South Central Foundation, watching out for families at the Egan Center. She says counselors have been keeping kids occupied with games, and it's helped that Halloween is around the corner.
You know, Halloween is one of the fun seasons of the year because lots of candy. We got some costumes and we've got some hats and trick-or-treating bags. So anything for the little kids too. So they seem to be more at home than their parents.
Chanarak says at first, when families moved into the shelter, the reality of what they had escaped had not yet sunk in. She saw families look at videos and photos captured on their cell phones over and over, as if to try to understand what they had experienced.
I can't believe the typhoon kicked in. I can't believe our homes floated away. It's like, that really happened. And yesterday, when I was checking with folks, they're crying. They're tired.
Despite that, Chanarak says families have held up remarkably well. But she's glad they'll soon be transferred to temporary housing so they can begin their recovery. She says she's grateful for the elders because they've been a calming influence on everyone.
I really do admire that. That gives me a tool that I can use, taking it one day at a time.
Chanarak wears a pair of angel wings that came from a Halloween costume, known to the kids as Terrific Tessie. She's originally from Tuksuk Bay, one of the communities also in the storm's path. She says she feels honored to be of help as both a counselor and a speaker of the Yupik language. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.